Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk about the public that lives here in Israel, that suffers the cost of living. As a father of four children, I can say that from year to year, life is becoming heavier and heavier. The market concentration or centralization is becoming heavier, and we'd like to talk about the helplessness that we as Israelis feel. From time to time, it pops up, and there's a TV show that came out right now that explains meticulously how a small group of people is taking our money, those in power, those with wealth, and it creates a lot of anger, this TV show, and it shows how much harder we're working than our parents and grandparents in order to get an apartment or basic things, and how easy it is to be a wealthy businessman. How easy? Yeah, it's much easier. It's much more convenient. You have the government smiles to you, only if you're talking about money. But I had a business. I didn't sleep at night. I didn't sleep nights. And not only once a month when I had to pay taxes or whatever, but all the time I was under stress, constantly thinking about different things. When you go into business, I'm in touch with many other people, many other organizations, and they start pressuring me, and I start pressuring them, and then my life isn't calm or tranquil. I don't think it's that great to be a business owner. It's not for everyone. But if you're in that group of the big money people, then you have friends, you have people. The government is in your pockets. The regulators are in your pocket. This is how it looks from the outside. They're under constant stress and competition and concerns. And they have lawyers and accountants and people that protect them. And they're not mixed with everyone. They have to make sure. Their life is on a completely different level, but they're not free of worries. They're not free of worries. That's incorrect. This is, you have many assets, you have many worries, right? Okay, but still, their worries are a bit different than a person that can't make ends meet, and he has children to feed, and he's, trying to survive. Yes, here we're talking about necessities. It's hard for me to take pity over someone who has billions in the bank compared to someone who doesn't have money in the bank or food. You're right. So I want to express my frustration and anger that exists in society today with respect to that inequality. Did they steal? Yes, according to, in terms of law. No, the law is working for their benefit. And there are also corruptions. Everyone's trying to steal if he can. The poor person, if he could steal, he'd steal too. But isn't the frustration that the public feels, isn't it legit? If it's not according to the law, then it's not legit, because then you don't have a problem with the tycoons, but you have a problem with the law. You have to change the law first. What do you mean, change the government? Because if they're operating within law, you can't come to him and say, you're a thief. I didn't steal. Where did I steal? Where there was something that belonged to the public and I took it into my pocket. And if something like that, if people are caught, we see people that steal. Some of them go to prison. We see on a daily basis that the police is doing good work and investigating parliament members and others. Yeah, but to the same extent, maybe they could be a bit more fair. No, you can't demand a person to be fair because his nature is ego, evil inclination. You can't. He behaves according to how he was created. And you have to be a bit more realistic and not delusional. Socialism is over. The game of socialism, we see that it's impossible. The kibbutz came to an end. And if there are still a few people who think that it's possible to build something good, on this background, on the background of our nature, then they're unrealistic. Couldn't there be someone in the government that will take care of the public, that will really take care of the needs of the public? Yes, if it will be for his benefit, then he will. If it won't, he won't. This is how our world works. And no one in the government doesn't care for the public, but he takes care of himself. And if he needs the public in order to benefit, in order to get a position, control, then the public will maybe have some crumbs from it, but that's it. And it's the same with a tycoon. Okay, now we, the public, with all of our frustration and the anger that we have about the way we're living, that you don't have enough. Yes. Okay. Our country has plenty of money, but all of this money is going to a very small group of people. And what legit alternative or way do you have to fight this? Okay, now, there's this series that came out on television that tells people that you're the only ones that can make a change if you take to the streets in hundreds of thousands and you demand to change the regime, the government that behaves this way, not taking care of your needs, and then you'll put someone in power that takes care of you. Suppose it happens. Then we can change the laws. Yeah, we'll change the laws. We'll make sure that regulations will be met and that things will be distributed more equally. I'm not against that. I'm just thinking that it won't give anything. Why? Because man's nature is evil. He wants only in his favor. A person can't put his hand on the table or on the chair if he doesn't have fuel for it, if I don't benefit somehow. I have to benefit. This is my fuel, energy. In order to move my hand from the chair to the table, what's my benefit by now fighting? Those people that are now first in organizing these things, what do they want? This is what I want to ask. What do those people that made this movie, what do they want? Because they're actually maybe turning all the public in their favor. Maybe they want to come to power. And so we saw all the bleeding hearts, what they do when they come to power. I have to say that as someone who watched this show, I felt that they really want to make me trust them, to believe that these people will take care of me. They are egoists like anyone else. This is something that I don't want to talk about. There are no nice people. In the whole world, you will not find a person who's not an egoist. I have created the evil inclination, the egoistic nature to exploit others and benefit myself. This is what goes on in a person. Okay, I'd be happy if you could give the public tools to really look at reality in the right way, because there's a feeling that there's ignorance and fog and everyone's telling us some story, trying to pull us someplace. Yeah. As always, the masses are used for the benefit of someone. Each uses the masses for his own benefit. Okay, so how can we aim reality for it to be better for the public and not for those that have interests? Okay, here we have to understand that from what we see in the world, there is more or less a kind of a division according to pressures, according to... Still, there will only be crumbs of the table of the tycoon that he gives to the people in order for the people to exist, because without that, he won't make his billions. And that's it. Now, we can start some kind of a struggle. Then this crumb could come with a bit butter on it. Not only bread, but that's it. On his behalf, he'll always want to squeeze everything out of everyone, and this is human nature. This is according to the nature of his egoistic organization, the nature of the country, and therefore both the people in power agree, and the economists, and in short, everyone. Everyone, turn to the Supreme Court, suppose. And what? I can say that it never helped anywhere in the world. These things are only good for those who organize them in order to reach power. So that's all there is to it. For sure that nothing will happen as a result of these things. Nothing. These things don't happen unless someone wants them to happen. There always has to be the question, who's it worthwhile for? They say that it benefits the people and they're working for it. We saw it all over the world, at least in the last 100 years. How it ends. Our problem is that they don't solve the root of the problem. The root of the problem is that in our world there is only the evil force, the evil inclination. I have created the evil inclination. Our entire world is operating only according to man's ego. The still, the vegetative, the animate, they exist according to their nature instinctively. They eat what they need. You don't have a lion that really, he's the king of all lions, even though he's called so. But he has his place and his own family. That's it. Same with elephants, same with alligators, same with whoever. They're all interconnected, and they all have their special order of things, and not to swallow everything up, because they don't have an ego which is above the corporeal nature, the animalistic nature. So there are people in our world that also have the same nature as animals, as animals do. A simple nature, simply wanting to exist in the same framework of the general development of the world, and the world and the country and his people decide for him. His kids are in kindergarten and school, and he and his wife go once a year overseas for vacation. He has an apartment. His kids, they can go to the university, a pension fund. This is the framework he wants to have, and the more stable it is, and providing for all his basic needs that seem to us as basic needs according to life. I can't compare him with someone who lives in Africa someplace that has neither social security nor pension, or can send his kids to university or school maybe. His wife doesn't need special things. They don't need a vacation. Their life is something completely different. They can be satisfied by the least 100 times less than the family in the Western world. Give them a salary of $3,000-$4,000, the average salary that an Israeli family has, or even more. Give it to someone who lives in Africa. He's a king. Really? Meaning it all depends on the what's acceptable in that society. What I want to say is the evil inclination is ruling, and unless we attain the good inclination, not only my family, but the whole world will come to destruction, because we see where we are headed. We see that by our ego we cause climate problems, and the whole world, the international commerce and industry, and war machines all over the world, these systems, we cause terrible confrontation between them, between whom and whom, between all the systems and all the countries and the continents and so on. What does that mean? Our world is reaching a state where it sees that it is in a general crisis, and this crisis comes as a result of our fuel, our energy is it finished to keep on living this way. Kids are falling into despair. The whole world's using drugs. You can use now whatever drugs you want. There are no limitations. people don't want to live, they use antidepressants. We are in a world that on the one hand is becoming a small village, interconnected all over the world. We know what's going on and how interdependent we are. And on the other hand, we see that we can't arrange our life. You, with that same complaint, can turn not to the tycoons compared to the small people, but tell America, why won't the Americans start sharing with Africa? Really? Suppose you have North and South America. I know this whole continent very well. Tell me, why won't they share? There are people who would want that to happen and demand it. There are people, and will someone listen to them? We here are taking care of our own dish. No, I'm asking why. It's the same principle. Why don't the rich countries share with the poor countries? Why Greece and Europe has to be so poor, or South Italy, and so on? Why do they have to be so poor, and Norway or Sweden and so on are so rich? Share. Why not? They're all Europeans. Christians, I don't know, something, there's something, there's a kind of connection between them. They have a common market. These are complaints that you can claim on a larger scale. And what? Will anyone want to do it? Will England want to get rid of its fortune, of their money, in favor of Greece? Probably we're not looking that far, but we are looking at our country. Our country too, even that it's small. But I think that the gap between the tycoons and the poorest people, I don't think that there is a smaller gap. We have the biggest gaps. If so, why can't you at least demand it there? I pay my taxes here. I live here in a society. And you live according to the law. You can't do anything, I'll tell you. Nothing will happen unless we take care of the source, the origin, the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is human nature, which is completely evil. Man's inclination is evil. To begin with, this is how it develops. There's no good inclination coming his way. There's no moment in life in which a person suddenly becomes good or balanced. He always wants what the other has, and even if he doesn't need it, the fact that the other has it already awakens me. I look at my lawn, it's nice, it's good, my children are great, my dogs, nice, my car, my house, everything's nice and good, and the trees in my garden, and the sun, and the skies, everything's so nice. I look a bit further. Another 20 meters at my neighbor, I see his house looks better. His lawn's greener, his car's newer. The kids, each and everything, I see that he has more than I do, and I don't want it that way. I want that what he has will be ruined, that I will have a bit more than he has. He can have something, but that his house will be a bit less than mine, the kids a bit less, the car a bit less, the lawn a bit less green. I can't stand it that he isn't good, and I, compared to him, am not. And it won't help. This is how we are. Until we balance our nature so that I balance my nature. Meaning, it won't help us to come to balance. Suppose today everyone gets the same. Think. Suppose everyone gets the same. Everyone has the same kindergartens for kids and schools for children and universities and working hours and everything. Even his wife is not prettier than my wife. and so on. Meaning it's not only measured in money, but it's measured in different inner qualities or external qualities that you can't change. Everything, including everything. Will a person be able to live that way? That's a question. So I'm asking. It sounds boring. Not only boring, he won't be able to live that way. He won't have the vital force. What for? Why? What will push me to do something, to continue? Meaning we can't be equal on the one hand. On the other hand, we suffer as a result of being different. What do you do? We need to introduce the good force into our life from nature. The way we're born with the evil force, now we need for the good force to be born in us. And what will it do? It will balance the evil. And then how will I look at others? Will be balanced. Every time, this less, this more. And we'll develop, but we'll develop in a balanced way. And everyone will develop in their own way, method, and will be different from one another, but we'll all be able to keep ourselves, and our entire society will be like an ocean. We're a bit more and a bit less. You go up, you go down, you search, you develop, the kids and everyone. The main thing, because without that, there can't be life. Life is about breathing. It's expansion, and when you expand and back, and expand and back, the same thing, it could be that our problem is that we're only under the evil force, and the problem is that that force came to an end. We have nowhere to develop to. Science and family life and kids, everything has reached some kind of a wall, crisis. There's no place to develop to. Even in science, that we thought that there is no end to it. No, we can't develop anymore because it all depends on the person himself. And if our ego has already reached the end of its egoistic development, our inner force, we have nowhere to develop to. And so now we are reaching the need to get the good force out of nature from the same source that the evil force came to us from, the egoistic force, and we have to derive the altruistic force out of it. Not like we see it in different organizations and people that are going to help others, but the true altruistic force that will balance our current nature. And this is what we have to do. We, as a public, we have certain habits. We're used to when something is wrong in society, we protest, we go out. Please, but it won't give anything. Won't. Please, go ahead. Things already happen. What you're offering is unknown. Unknown? Because no one, in any given moment in history, took care of it. In human society, how to develop the good force against the evil force, since where it happened is in ancient Babylon, since it happened in ancient Babylon, through Abraham, our patriarch, and from there on, through the different leaders of the nation, starting with the coming out of Babylon until the destruction of the temple, until 2,000 years ago, we lived more or less according to the balance between the two forces, the good and the bad force, that more or less balanced each other, meaning we're in a balanced state in society, a bit more, a bit less, and a bit less, and a bit more. But really, we also did not reach balance. And now, according to our history, we must reach balance and pull the good force from nature. We have a method how to do it so that we bring the good force called the reforming light, the good force, and it balances the bad force, and by that we will be able to build our life here in Israel, really in a equal way, identifying, developing, connecting, because Israel, they're friends to each other. Don't do to your friends what you hate. Don't do to others what you hate. To be as one man and one heart, love another as thyself, be in mutual guarantee. These are things that we'll be able to realize. It's in the foundation of our nation, of our people, and unless we'll do it, things are going to be very bad. The nations will eat us, and they are already coming close to us in order to really eat us up. And from within, we are in a friction with each other, and also from the outside. It means that we will reach a state of the outburst of evil from within and from the outside that's coming our way. And therefore, the change, the Savior, can only be in discovering the good force that exists. We are the only ones that can discover it. This is why the whole world hates us, that we don't discover it, and says that they depend on us, that we're stopping the good in the world. And if we do it, then really, through Israel, we will give an example to the whole world of how to reach balance of the good and bad force, so it will be balanced in the world, and the whole world will come to the good, great, big correction, as it says in the prophets. Amen. We have 1 minute left. I'd be happy to hear. How does a balanced Israel look like, according to what you say? You're saying that if we'll bring the good force into our lives, we will get into balance. Everyone, each and everyone, makes sure that the other will be better off than he is. Each one makes sure that the other will be better off than he is. It's unnatural. That's the law of balance, that I care for others because I depend on them. And then if I care for the whole nation cares for me. It's called mutual guarantee. Like in a machine, or like in our body, that all of the systems have to be interconnected and nicely balanced. Same way we have to be in the nation. The only ones that I care for them to be better off than I am are my children. So care for everyone this way, and everyone will care for you as the beloved good child. And there will be no centralization and concentration like today. No, the balance between these forces, the more we discover the positive force, will balance the evil force to its correct form. Very interesting. Our time's unfortunately up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.